I am your next speaker, so I'm switching my hat at the moment, and I will be talking about the National Movement to Connect Children and Families with Nature for Better Health. Just in the way of introduction, I'm the Senior Director for Health and Environment at the National Environmental Education Foundation, located in Washington, D.C. I've been involved with environmental public health for over two decades, and I've been involved in creating and implementing a variety of model programs in environmental public health that are being implemented in various communities around the country. With that, I'll just try to be as fast as possible with my presentation. I have nothing to disclose. So just kind of building off of where Dr. Frumkin left, just to summarize, as we all know, there's a nationwide shift to indoor sedentary lifestyle, and sedentary indoor lifestyle has contributed to a variety of health problems such as childhood obesity, asthma, ADHD, and vitamin D deficiency. And obesity is haunting us, especially among children, and one-third of our children are overweight or obese. And of course, like everything else, you know, health disparities definitely impact this issue as well, and minorities and low-income children and adults, of course, suffering more from obesity. And childhood obesity predicts adult morbidity. 80% of obese youth becomes obese adults. And there are tons of related conditions from type 2 diabetes to hypertension to cardiovascular disease. I'm just going to fly through these slides. Many of them are familiar to you. And of course, the flip side, where Dr. Frumkin spent most of his time, and certainly appreciate that. So basically, we know enough that there are huge health benefits of nature, from physical to mental health benefits. So I've been involved in this work for 4 or 5 years, and there has been a national movement, really. When I first started, it was just beginning, as Dr. Frumkin said, with Dr. Liu's book, Last Child in the Woods, and others who kind of jumped on the bandwagon. And so I thought I'll give you an idea about what this national movement looks like. Then now things have really developed quite a bit, so I'm just going to focus it to some major federal initiatives as opposed to try to capture all the wonderful work that's going on around the country. But I think this should give us a good idea of all the commitment to try to make things better by through physical activity, especially physical activity through nature, which is, of course, our focus here. So there is a list I put together of where I'm going to focus, just kind of will run you through some slides, say a few things about that. And the last bullet on the slide, as you can see, is the Children and Nature Initiative, Prescriptions for Outdoor Activity. That's our Nature Prescriptions Program, by the National Environmental Education Foundation, which trains pediatric healthcare providers to write prescriptions for their patients for outdoor activity in natural environments, and links them up in their communities with parks and other green spaces to incentivize kids to participate in physical activities in green spaces and actually try to incentivize them to come back as well. So what we can, it's led by the National Heart and Lung and Blood Institute at NIHS. There are three other NIH institutes that participate in this, and it's an effort to work in communities, providing tools and resources to help them to combat childhood obesity. The President's Council on Fitness and Sports and Nutrition promotes, as it says, a good nutrition and physical activity outdoors. Department of Health and Human Services has several initiatives. Of course, it's got several agencies underneath it as well. But their 2008 physical activity guidelines for Americans has been the guide for many of the activities under HHS. And that recommends at least 150 minutes of physical activity for adults and 60 minutes per day activity minimum for children, and also recommending that these activities take place outdoors and activities that kids enjoy to do, like run in the parks and climb trees and just free play. Surgeon General has been, of course, our nation's top physician, has been very much behind this. Actually, she last year participated in an event that we organized and promoted the need to be in nature actively involved. You may have heard about the President's America's Great Outdoors Initiative. The purpose of this is to reconnect people with outdoor environments and with a special focus on children. Another initiative that was just recently launched is by the National Park Service. It's Healthy Parks, Healthy People. This promotes the health of the people and health of the planet and with a holistic approach. Of course, getting engaged in parks and physical activities is a key component of this effort. And our Prescribing Nature initiative is a model program both in the Healthy Parks, Healthy People U.S. as well as the America's Great Outdoors launched by President Obama. Some of you who may have been here last year may remember that John Jarvis, Director of the National Park Service, was the keynote speaker at APHA, and clearly that shows that our professional organization is very interested in this, making the connection with public health and the outdoors. I'm sure everybody is familiar with Michelle Obama's Let's Move initiative. It's leadership has led to a campaign to combat childhood obesity through various activities to promote physical activity. And part of that initiative is really recognizing the fact that there are many benefits, physical and mental benefits of being outdoors in nature, is the Let's Move Outside, promoting children to go outside and play and be physically active. And the American Academy of Pediatrics has been really on the forefront of this physical activity and Let's Move Outside effort run by the White House. They were involved from the beginning, and in fact, they even put out a prescription promoting the principles of the Let's Move initiative, which we have embraced and have made it part of our healthcare provider kit. This was, I think, a historical event by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Actually, 2 years ago, at this convention center, American Academy of Pediatrics has had its annual meeting, and had Richard Louv as their keynote speaker. And it was just amazing, how it was so well received. I mean, pediatricians, I love them. They are always so caring about their patients, and they understand the needs of the children. And they really embraced the idea of getting kids outdoors for physical and mental health benefits. And Richard Louv, again, as Dr. Frumkin mentioned, has been a really inspiration for this movement, and he's the co-founded the Children and Nature Network, which is doing great work in a lot of communities around the country. Another medical effort is between the collaboration between AMA and the American College of Sports Medicine. They promote writing prescriptions for exercise, and that has been also a very active program. And just recently, and if you were here at the opening session, you may have heard the CEO of Kaiser Permanente that now Kaiser Permanente has made physical activity a vital sign in their electronic medical records. Actually, there's also a peer-reviewed article that just came out on that. And so we at NEEF appreciate all of these various efforts, because obviously it's only through partnerships that we can achieve these goals, and we participate in all of them actively. We collaborate with all of the groups that I mentioned just in my previous slides. So now I'm going to run very quickly through a few slides to share with you what our Children Nature Initiative is all about. And I also have some flyers in the back. So our aim is to prevent serious health conditions that are related to indoor sedentary lifestyle, and trying to connect children to nature to promote good health, enjoyment, and environmental stewardship. We educate pediatric healthcare providers about prescribing outdoor activities to children by creating nature champions who train other healthcare providers about prescribing nature. And then in communities, we link this advice to nature programming at various parks and green spaces. And we, of course, do this through partnerships through various groups, including the government agencies that are land managers. And we have created tools and resources to make it really easy for the healthcare providers, who are, of course, very, very busy in their practices. We have two peer-reviewed publications. One of them is a review article and covers many of the studies that Dr. Frumkin mentioned. We also have a fact sheet that summarizes the key literature, the key points. That's really handy in terms of making the case why this is an important issue to take on. And we have a healthcare provider kit, which includes the prescription pad, patient brochures, and we have history forms, which I will mention in a later slide. And we have a training PowerPoint, which goes through all the literature and making the case why this is important, and then how a program like this can be implemented. And all of these tools and resources are available to download on our website, and we have plenty of other resources on our website. And so this is our pediatric environmental history form, which we work with, clinicians to integrate into their clinical practice on a regular basis. But two questions on this I wanted to highlight clearly relate to children's sedentary lifestyle, spending too much time in front of TV, other electronic media, as well as the question about how many times a week does your child have unstructured free play outside for at least 60 minutes. These are questions that are really important to ask, and they really open a dialogue with the patient and the family to offer them a prescription for them to spend time outdoors. This is our prescription. It's bilingual, as well as this is our patient brochure, which is bilingual. This is our infographic, which highlights the issue, and it's been very popular, and many clinicians have actually printed it and put it in their office as a poster. So right now we have 21 communities that are implementing our initiative. And all these communities are also evaluating the program. We are tracking the prescriptions given out and then the prescriptions filled, so to speak, the prescriptions that show up in parks. And some of our nature champions are also involved in some outcome evaluation, which is the harder part because obviously it requires a lot of resources. And our goal is to really replicate this in every community around the country and hope to work with all of you to achieve that. And there I will conclude. And thank you very much.